Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Matchick. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting second. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubiak. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Munday throws the ball into Donaldson, who relays the ball to Bando, who tags Stanley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. There goes Northrup. The throw from Duncan to second, and Northrup is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donaldson for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Horton moves to second. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. There goes Freehan trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dobson, and towards Donaldson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kubiak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is called out on strikes. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cater strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matchick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubiak is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dobson. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Matchick applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Horton is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Horton moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Diego Segui now pitching. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horton moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Matchick strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt is walked intentionally. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 2 in the game. McLain hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 2 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bando. Stanley moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Kummer now playing left field. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freehan. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Kubiak applying the tag. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Matchick strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Diego Seghi. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 3 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kaline scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Cummer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 3 in the game. McLean is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive towards right. Jackson catches it and throws to first to double up McAuliffe. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Monday reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bando is called out on strikes. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Monday moves to third. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.